Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Mama.
Nope. I'm just your simple, humble podcast host here to talk about what we got this morning at 9 a.m. Now, it wasn't a trailer. It was a weird little teaser that I'm not sure what to make of it. I've already watched it a couple times, so why not be cool and watch it a third time right now with all of you, shall we? This is called Stranger Things 4, the name of the video. 11, are you listening? So I'm going to hit play right now, and it's 3 o'clock on this clock. We see a camera. They are doing surveillance, a security camera, and kids are playing in this room. This is kind of the same room we saw yesterday with the magic eight ball, kids playing chess, the same furniture, someone with building blocks. One kid is playing like a Plinko type game. I'm going to pause it here for a second, and it says, so it shows the numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. 4, 7, and 8 have these little discs, these little Plinko chips, whatever you call them. Plinko is something that all the cool kids watched when growing up. When they were sick, they'd stay home and watch Price is Right. Come on, you people know Price is Right, right? If you're sick, you're home with your grandparents, you still watch Price is Right, don't you? I know when my niece and nephew were home during when they were doing remote learning, they were with my grandparents. Or their grandparents, my parents, their grandparents. And they got completely hooked on The Price is Right. So this just is that, it's that similar type game. But I was just trying to figure out if 4, 7, and 8 had anything to do, like if those numbers were a clue. I feel like there's going to be complete blogs written and 3, 5, and 6 are not showing. Like they don't have anything in the slots. I just feel like, yeah, these are always going to have, everything's going to be looked at and overly examined. So I'm going to hit play again. And we see the room and we see a bunch of of little kids. I don't know if they're all girls or not, but they all have that similar look that we saw Eleven with at the beginning of the series. The short hair, like probably shaved their head at one point, and all wearing hospital gowns. And who do we see walking in the room? We see the back. It's got to be. It obviously is. It's definitely Dr. Brenner. Matthew Modine himself.
How are you today? Good. I'm glad to hear it, because today I have something very special planned for you.
So that right there is pretty creepy. I have something very special planned for you. But what is making it more intense is that they're panning away. They never go in the room with Dr. Brenner. We never see the front of him. They're panning away. The camera's turning and looking to a room with a number 11 on it.
11? Are you listening?
We see, they zoom in on the door. We see one shot of Eleven's eyes opening, and that's where the video ends. So, what did we just watch? I have my suspicion of what we just watched. I think we just watched a flashback. That's all I think it was. I think it's a flashback, and I literally just thought this now, I wonder if the flashback is for Eleven to locate someone else. I know we've had 8, right? Wasn't it 8? You think I'd know these things. But I wonder if the numbers that we see in the, you know, in the game are a clue of who Eleven's going to be looking for. Like, everything's a clue. It's 3 o'clock. Why is it 3 o'clock on the clock? The numbers 4, 5, and 6 are the ones we're seeing, but I mean 3, 5, and 6, but 4, 7, and 8, like, could those represent other extraordinary children that we're going to see in the future? Like, I think that was 11 younger. Either it's an old footage or they de-aged her. I don't know. That's my guess. That's what it looks like. Because A, the lab is still there. B, 11's in the lab. C, Brenner's alive. I don't think 11's back in the lab. 11 moved away. I don't think Brenner's alive. I know everyone wants to think Martin Brenner's alive and Matthew Modine's coming back. I think we will see him. I think we will see Brenner, but I think it's all going to be in flashback. That's just my prediction. What else am I going to go on? What's more exciting to me, not more exciting, but what's as equally exciting to me is the video description. Just like yesterday, where the video description said 9 a.m., and believe me, I was ready at 9 a.m. Today's video description also leaves a little bit of a teaser. It says 002/004. To me, that reads 2 of 4. Yesterday, we got the control room video. Today, we have 11, are you listening? The little teaser, the little I'm thinking flashback. And I think we're going to get 2 more. Maybe 4 will be the video, the trailer. Maybe. They're just teasing us all the way to like May 8th, Saturday. I'm trying to think when the last time the trailer came out. I remember recording an episode about the trailer, and I feel like it was on a weekend. So who knows? Maybe we'll get a trailer on Saturday morning. But here's the thing. If we get a 3rd video tomorrow, I'm back again to talk about that 3rd video. If we get a 4th video, if we get a trailer, I'll be back again to talk about it. Because these are the things that get me excited. It's not just reviewing what I've already seen. It is the complete blind speculation that is Stranger Things does so well. They do such a great job with it, and I can't wait to see what comes next. I see it as the first comment because I'm the one who commented, but I did comment on the video. I said, as a wise Backstreet Boy once said, quit playing games with my heart. It has 6 total likes, but then of course the next video has like 8,500. So I doubt you'll see my comment on there. But yeah, this excited me, but it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted more. I wanted a trailer. I wanted a full trailer. And they're just teasing me with what I think is merely a flashback, or a flashback, you know, that that maybe Eleven is using her powers to see. I don't know. Can she do that? Can she go in? No. Well, no, she was able to do that for go into Billy's mind and see his past. Yeah, so of course she can. That's what I think it is. I'm going to go out on a limb and say to you people out there, don't worry. Eleven's not in the lab. Brenner's not alive. And those kids are all unaccounted for as of right now, as of what we know. Maybe that will be what Eleven's mission is this year, like her personal, you know, kind of goal. Now that she's out of Hawkins, maybe she runs into someone that she didn't, that isn't in Hawkins. Someone who escaped Hawkins earlier, or someone who escaped Hawkins after the fact. I don't know. It's exciting to think about these things. It's exciting to speculate. Ooh, I love speculating. But that's it. I can't, you know, for a minute and a half video, the fact that I've already talked 10 minutes, I can't do no more. I can't do no more. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for sticking with the show. I know for the longest time I was just gone. And then I finally came back and finished the season. And I've been semi-regular putting up a book club episodes. That has been a ton of fun. Going to continue to do that. And the only time I'm not going to be doing book club is when we get an actual season. And then I'm going to try to be as regular as possible to get shows up. I know at one point I was doing them on a weekly basis. I'll try to do that. Might be a bi-weekly basis. Who knows? I might want to watch this season 5 times before I even do one episode. I don't know. But I am excited that things are starting to trickle in. And what can I say? I can't wait. I can't wait to feel this love tonight. Why would I do that song? That's an old Van Halen song. Look it up, kids. Van Halen was a rock and roll band. All right, I'm showing my age. And another way to show my age is that I'm getting tired. So I'm going to go put this episode up and then probably fall asleep in front of the television watching some CW show. I don't know. Folks, thank you so much for listening and thank you so much for subscribing. I'm going to use this moment to blatantly talk about other shows that I do. Coming in June 1st, I will be doing my 8th annual movie month. That's over at Geek Mentality, another show, if you look that up. Available everywhere podcasts are available. Geek Mentality. It's all available on fansonexperts.com. I just started a Superman show over there called Silver Screen Superman, which I'm going to be watching all the Superman movies. I watched all the Batman movies. If you just subscribe to Geek Mentality, you can find all these kind of special little projects. I also have another Superman podcast called Reaction Comics, where I'm reading all the old Action Comics episodes. That is a lot of fun because you'd be surprised how funny comic books from the 1930s are, and they're not purposely funny. They're just funny now, reading them in the 2021 lens. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about those real quick. Now I'm done. I mean, look, I've talked way too long for a 1 minute video. Plus, hopefully, you'll hear from me again really, 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 really soon. But until then, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. Stay strange. And Eleven, are you listening?
Fans Not Experts.
11. You're listening. You're listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.